بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد Respected listeners, my brothers, mothers, sisters, daughters listening at home, in the last year or so, actually even before that, we have been inundated pichle deir do saal balki usse zyada hamari communities ke andar hamari societies ke andar taqriban rozmarra ka ye almiya ho gaya hai. It's become a daily occurrence that we hear of somebody or the other passing away. And because of social media, it's not only the people in our locality, people in our town, people in our area. We hear about daily deaths, sometimes a few, sometimes more, from all over, especially India, and especially when we hear about the passing away of the ulama, the akabir, the awliya, the pious people, the great shuyukh, the teachers of hadith. To hum rozana inke mutalliq sunte hain, fula buzurg ka intiqal hua hamare gaon mein, fula gaon mein intiqal hua. To ye ek ajeeb yani qiyamah ka sama hai. This is a sign of qiyamah that so many people, especially good people, jahan bhi dekho, bada acha tha, bada acha tha, bada acha tha. Abhi chand din pehle Hazrat Maulana Abdul Rahim sahab Limbada, jo hamare Bolton ke bade shuyukh mein muhaddith, mufassir, imam, to unki walida ka intiqal hua. Isse pehle yani bas rozana aur bade acche acche log, elan yahi hota hai ki unhone masjid ki bahut khidmat ki, unhone bahut ye acha, unke akhlaq bade acche the, unke ye bade acche the. To ye to ek ajeeb hamare liye yani maut ki yaad. Abhi to aap sallallahu alaihi wasallam farmate hain ki aksiru hadimil lizzat al maut, ki apni taraf se maut ko zyada se zyada yaad kiya karo. That remember death as often as possible. Now we don't need to. We are reminded of death almost every day, and not only once, numerous times throughout the day. So what happens? These good people, and every one of us, we testify that these are the best people that we know. So what happens to them? Unko kya maut ka safar ye hai kya? تو ہمارے بزرگان دین سے بلکہ آپ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم سے سب سے پہلے ہم یہ سیکھتے ہیں کہ موت تو ایک مرغوب چیز ہے. Death is something which we need to look forward to. آپ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, he would be constantly waiting for Jibril, for Malakul Maut to come and take him. It's because نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم said الدنيا سجل المؤمن وجنة للكافر, that the world is a prison for a believer. A person who's in prison, when his release date comes, days, weeks and months before, he marks down, how long do I have left in this prison? How long do I have left in this jail? میرے پاس کتنے دن باقی رہے میرے اس جیل کے اندر. آپ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم فرماتے ہیں الدنیا سجن المؤمن, دنیا مؤمن کا قید خانہ ہے. میرے کتنے دن باقی ہے اس قید خانے میں, اور پھر وہ گنتا ہے اور انتظار کرتا ہے کہ کب وہ گھڑی آئے گی کہ میں اس جیل سے, اس قید خانے سے میں نجات پاؤں. When will the time come so that I will be free of this jail? اور جو صحیح اچھے ایمان والے ہوتے ہیں وہ اس دنیا کو جیل ہی سمجھتے ہیں, چاہے جیل کے اندر ان کو بہترین کھانا مل رہا ہوتا, even if they are given the best food in the jail, even if they are given the best bathrooms and the best beds, and which is not the case, but even if they were given this, but then their release date comes, they can't wait to leave this captivity, and they can't wait to be released from this captivity, to be freed from this jail. तो चाहे जेल के अंदर कितनी ही सहूलतें हो, खाना भी अच्छा सा अच्छा हो, रहना सहना भी अच्छा से अच्छा हो, लेकिन जैसे ही उसकी तारीख आ जाती है, as soon as the date comes, he cannot wait to go through those gates and out of this prison that he has spent his all these years in. इसी तरह मोमिन का हाल है, जैसे जैसे उसकी मौत करीब आती है, तो he looks forward to the freedom from this world. He looks forward to the freedom of not being sick anymore. He looks forward to the freedom of not being sad anymore. He looks forward to the freedom of not being in pain anymore. He or she looks forward to the freedom of going towards the Maker, our Lord, our Sustainer, our Allah. Mu'min dil chahta hai uska, jaise jaise uski maut qareeb aati hai, to he is dying, andar mar raha hota hai, maut to aayegi, ki main kab is jail se nikloon aur apne Rab ki taraf jaun, kab isse nikal kar Rab ki rahmat ki taraf jaun, kab main is duniya ko chhod kar jiske andar takaleef aur pareshaniyan aur gham aur gussa aur kya aur dar aur khauf aur in sab cheezon ko chhod kar kab main is jail ko chhod kar main apne rab ke paas jaun. Ab sallallahu alaihi wasallam ek hadith mein farmate hain, man ahabba liqa'i ya liqa'a rabbah ahabba allahu liqa'ahu, ke jo koi ye pasand karta hai, whoever loves to meet Allah, Allah also loves to meet this person. So now when a time of death comes, this person is in a different mindset altogether. Uska zehen hi kahin aur hai. ये दुनिया की झंझटें, ये दुनिया की जिसको हम कितना उम्दा समझते हैं, what we think as luxury, the tiles on our walls and the soft beddings, all this, it becomes like nothing to him, because now he's looking forward to the never ending ni'mats, the never ending favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's why when a person nears death, then the good people, the awliya, the anbiya, the sahaba, the siddiqeen, they have this deep, deep love and desire that, oh Allah, bring that day closer. Oh Allah, hasten that day for us. Oh Allah, let time pass faster and faster, so that the day for us to leave this world, it comes to us. We cannot wait to meet you. A person has been absent from home. He's been absent for 5 years. A person's been in jail for 5 years, 10 years. At home, everybody is jumping up and down. The wife and the kids, they can't wait for the father. The wife can't wait for the husband. The children can't wait for their father to come home. Think of that and multiply it by 1,000, multiply it by 1,000,000, multiply it by 1,000,000,000. This is how much pleasure this person gets, and this is how much eagerness he wants to leave this world and go into the embrace and go into the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the presence of the angels, the presence of the sahaba, the presence of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if he's lucky enough to be granted permission. That's why Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would always wait eagerly for his time, for the time for him to depart this world. And we find that with all the akabir and awliya. Hazrat Bilal Habashi radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, in his final days, he is sitting down, he is so happy. So his children tell him, "Ke Abba, what's wrong? Why are you so happy? You're leaving us." They're crying and he's happy. As they say, when we come into the world, everybody is happy and laughing and we are crying. And when we leave the world, everybody is crying. Make sure you leave the world whilst you are laughing and happy. So Hazrat Bilal Habashi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he is so happy. The night before, when he was about to pass away, he is so happy. His children and wives are saying to him that, "Why are you so happy?" And he said, "Subhanallah, tomorrow, ghadan, nalqi Rasulillah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tomorrow we are going to meet Allah. Tomorrow we are going to meet Rasulullah. Nalqi ashabana, we are going to meet our ashab, our companions." So the thought of meeting Allah, the thought of meeting Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the thought of meeting his companions, and nowadays the thought of meeting the parents, the thought of meeting the grandparents, the thought of meeting the children who might have passed away before them, the thought of meeting Allah and the angels and the pious people and the loved ones, that thought, they can't wait for them to breathe their last, so that they may start this journey towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the journey towards Jannah. This is what the believer, all our believers who have passed away, be certain, know for sure, that because they were the good people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made the journey of ease and pleasure and full of incredible, incredible favors and ni'mats. Our minds cannot even think and perceive of the great ni'mats that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them and is giving them and will keep on giving them for all of eternity. So it's this shock. Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullahi Alayh, Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Imam Zakariya, Muhajir al-Madani, Nawarallahu marqadahu, he says, "One day in Ramadan, it was night time, and I was sitting down reading the Quran, doing tilawat of the Quran, when for a few days I had a massive boil on my neck, and then it became infected, and the pain was so severe." The Shaykh Rahmatullah farmate hain ke ek raat Ramadan mein mujhe ek phora laga aur bahut sakht mujhe takleef dene laga, and then the pain became so unbearable, I thought these are my last moments. Aur takleef itni bar gayi, main samjha ki ye mere aakhri ghari hai. Then he says, what I did was, it's the month of Ramadan, it's the middle of the night. He said, what I did was, I woke up my family, I woke up my wife and daughters, and I said, "Listen, it's possible I could die. It's possible these are my last moments." When you wake up for Sehri and you realize that I've passed away, you won't have time or the presence of mind to have any Sehri, and you won't have presence of mind to eat anything. To apne ghar walon ko uthaya aur ye kaha, apne ghar walon ko uthaya aur ye kaha ke dekho, ho sakta hai ki meri aakhri ghariyan hain, isliye aap log jaldi utho aur sehri kha lo. Unhone ghari dekhi aur ghari dekh kar kaha ke abba, abhi to bahut waqt hai sehri ko. So he woke them up in the middle of the night. He had a massive boil on his neck, and he woke them up saying that, "Listen, it's possible these are the final moments of my life. And when you wake up for sehri in a few hours' time, if you find that I have passed away, you will spend tomorrow or you will spend all day fasting without having eaten anything for sahri, for suhoor. Allahu Akbar, such presence of mind. He's in so much pain. He's convinced these are the last moments in his life. But his worry and fikr for his family, he forces them to eat something, wake up earlier than normal for sahri, and he forces them to eat something. And then he says, after they ate, then they went back to sleep, and then they got up for tahajjud and fajr and that. Because by then, my boil, it had basically pak gaya tha. It popped, and all the foul pus and everything came out. And alhamdulillah, all the pain went away. The pain, so painful that I thought these are my last moments. Because next day, it was then, we got it, I stayed up all night, we had sahri, prayed fajr. It was after fajr, I had a habit of sitting down and doing my writing. He was an incredible author. He'd penned the hundreds and hundreds of books and pamphlets and articles. So he said, every day I used to sit down and write. So after my askar, my zikr, and my nawafil and everything, I went up to my room. And now the room was such that there was a door, there were stairs, the door had a lock on it, and when I used to go up the stairs, I used to lock the door behind me. And then I went to the top of the stairs, and when I got there, there was a door, I locked that behind me, and then I sat down in my place where I sit down to write. And I sat down and I started writing. Sheikh farmate hain ke fir ye phora wo pak gaya aur phat gaya aur uska jo zehreela madda tha wo sab nikal gaya, peep wagera jo tha wo sab nikal gaya, aur alhamdulillah jo takleef thi wo takleef dur ho gayi. Hazrat Sheikh farmate hain ke fir maine fajr padhi, fajr ke baad kuch tilawat ki aur ye kiya, aur fir mera jab likhne ka waqt aaya, وقت آیا میرا جو روزانہ جس وقت میں لکھا کرتا تھا, تو نیچے دروازہ تھا, اس کو میں اپنے پیچھے بند کر دیتا تھا, لاک کر دیتا تھا. پھر میں یہ اس کے سٹیز کے اوپر, سیڑھیوں کے اوپر میں چڑھ کے جاتا تھا, اور اوپر ایک دروازہ تھا جس کو میں اپنے پیچھے لاک کر دیتا تھا. پھر میں بیٹھ کر لکھتا رہا. حضرت شیخ رحمۃ اللہ علیہ says that I was writing when suddenly a young person came in front of me. A young man, beautiful, handsome young person, he stood in front of me. So he said, I was writing and I felt his presence, so I looked up. And I said, who are you? How did you get in? I've locked the doors. حضرت شیخ فرماتے کہ میں لکھ رہا تھا اور سڈنلی ایک بہت اچانک بہت ہی خوبصورت شکل کا ایک نوجوان میرے سامنے کھڑا تھا. تو میں نے سر اٹھا کر اس کو جلدی جلدی پوچھا, رے تو کون, کیسے آیا, کہاں سے آیا, دروازہ تو بند ہے. تو ہی گوز دا ینگ مین ہی سٹارٹ اسمائلنگ اینڈ ہی سیڈ, آئی ایم دیٹ پرسن ہو یو ویئر ویٹنگ فار لاسٹ نائٹ, ہو یو ویئر ایکسپیکٹنگ لاسٹ نائٹ. میں وہ ہوں جس کا کل رات آپ کو انتظار تھا. حضرت شیخ رحمت اللہ علیہ was waiting for death, and نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم was waiting for death. حضرت بلال حبشی رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ was looking forward to death, looking forward to the angel of death coming and taking their ruh, because he was going to take him into the presence of Allah, he was going to take him into the presence of the angels, it was going to take them into where, to their graves, where the doors and the windows of heaven and Jannah will be open for them. So this world is like a prison for these people. So as the Shaykh rahmatullahi alayhi told angel of death who came to visit him, okay, well come on then, do your job. Your job is to extract my soul. So angel of death, he smiled and said, no, not yet. Your time hasn't come yet. So this is the true believers. And that's what Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says. Hazrat Bara ibn Azib radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that we went to the Qabristan, we went to Baqi for the janaza, for the burial of one of the Ansar. When we got there with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, hum ab sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ke saath Baqi gaye ek Ansari ke janaze mein. When we got there, jab hum wahan pahunche, to the grave was still being dug. ابھی تک قبر کھد رہی تھی، تو آپ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم ایک طرف بیٹھ گئے، آپ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم sat down and we sat down in front of him and we were statue like. We were so respectful and we were so still in his gathering, in his majlis. Hum itne adab se baithte the that birds would come and sit on our shoulders because we wouldn't move and we wouldn't fidget. Anyway, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam had a small stick in his hand. Ab sallallahu alaihi wasallam ke haath mein ek choti si chhari thi. Chhari meaning a stick. And he was poking with the ground like somebody who's really grief ridden, somebody who's in a lot of he's hurt because he's lost somebody, a person who's grief stricken. So yani aap sallallahu alaihi wasallam ke haath mein ek chhari thi aur aap sallallahu alaihi wasallam zameen ke andar usko khured rahe the jaisa ki koi maghmoon shakhs ho. And then aap sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he lifted his blessed face. Ab sallallahu alaihi wasallam lifted his face. Ab sallallahu alaihi wasallam apna chehra mubarak uthaya aur phir ab sallallahu alaihi wasallam ne hame hukm diya. He ordered us that seek refuge and protection from the punishment of the grave. قبر کے عذاب سے پناہ مانگو، اللہ کی پناہ مانگو. And he said this 2 or 3 times. Seek refuge and protection from the punishment of the grave. قبر کے عذاب سے اللہ کی پناہ مانگو. And then نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم explained what happens to the soul when it is extracted at the time of death. پھر آپ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے سمجھایا کیا ہوتا ہے جب موت آ کر روح کو نکال اپنے جسم سے، انسان کے جسم سے نکالتی ہے، روح کو نکالتا ہے. اب صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے فرمایا انڈیڈ، نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم انڈیڈ وین دا ٹائم کمز فار اے بلیور ٹو لیو دا ورلڈ اینڈ اسٹارٹ ہز جرنی ٹو دا آخرہ، ہی از وزٹڈ بائی دا اینجلز فرام دا ہیونز. جب انسان کو دنیا سے رخصت ہونے کا وقت آتا ہے تو آسمانوں سے فرشتے اس کے پاس حاضر ہوتے ہیں. اینجلز فرام دی ہیونز دے کم اینڈ دے سراؤنڈ ہم. اینجلز فرام دی ہیونز کم، دیئر فیسز آر برائٹر دین دی سن، اینڈ دیز اینجلز دیئر فیسز آر بیوٹیفل. And they are bright, and they are brighter than the sun, in the words of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Unke chehre bade khoobsurat hote hain aur surat se zyada unke chehre roshan hote hain. Then these angels, they bring with them a shroud, a cloth. They bring with them a kafan from jannat. Jannat se kafan laate hain, and that shroud has been immersed in fragrance, has been immersed in the perfume of Jannat. Ki ye jo kafan hai usko Jannat ki khushbu ke andar usko dal diya jata hai aur pura. And this, when they take out, when they open the box, the fragrance of Jannat, it hits this person. So then these angels, they come, and it's not only one or two angels. They come in droves, they come in multitudes. Aur sirf ek do nahi aate, bari jamme ghafir aati hai. As far as the eye can see, the words of the hadith are words of Bara ibn Azib radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, as far as his eyes can see, all he sees are droves and droves and groups of angels, and they've come to welcome him into his new home, into his on his journey, which is the journey to the hereafter, to the akhirah. Ye farishte aate hain aur uske istiqbal ke liye aate hain, jannat se jora laate hain, us jora ke andar jannat ki khushbu hoti hai. Then when they've surrounded him, when they've around him, they open a way, they make a path. وہ راستہ دیتے ہیں ملک الموت کو حضرت عزرائیل علیہ الصلات والسلام کو. Then Hazrat, and all this is Abu Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam started it when a believing person, when a good person, when his time comes to leave the world. And because this person is good, Hazrat Israel alayhi salatu wasalam, he comes and he greets him, and he greets him with the words, "O purified soul, go towards the forgiveness and pleasure of Allah." Malikul Maut is telling him, Malikul Maut is telling her, Malikul Maut is giving this person the glad tidings that, "Oh Pakiza Nafs, Oh Pakiza Ruh, ab aapka safar akhirat ka shuru hone wala hai. Jao Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ki maghfirat ki taraf, jao Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ki raza mandi ki taraf." Then the body, Hazrat Jibreel, Hazrat Israel alayhi salatu wasalam, the angel of death, Malakul Maut, he extracts the soul, and he extracts it in such a way that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, if we have a water bottle, a leather water bottle, and then we turn it and there's a stopper on it, but then a drop or two falls out, how easy is it for that drop of water to come out of that mashkiza, to come out of that water bottle? That's how easy Malakul Maut, that's with how much ease and comfort Malakul Maut draws out the soul of this person. Ab sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ne farmaya ke Malakul Maut isse mukhatab hote hain aur kehte hain, "Ey Pakiza Ruh, chalo tere Rab ki مغفرت اور تیرے رب کی رضامندی کی طرف." پھر ملک الموت اس روح کو اس کے جسم سے نکالتے ہیں, لیکن اتنی آسانی سے, جس طرح کہ آپ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے فرمایا کہ مشکیزے سے پانی کا قطرہ نکل جاتا ہے, پانی کا قطرہ گرتا ہے کہ معلوم بھی نہیں ہوتا اور نکل گیا, اسی طرح اس شخص کی روح ہو, اس شخص کی روح اس کے جسم سے اتنی آسانی سے نکل جاتی ہے. In other ahadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, when the soul of a believer is extracted, it is like a hair has been caught up in dough. You know, when we make bread, we make dough. Then sometimes we'll find that there's a hair stuck inside. But because the dough is soft, we just take that hair and we slowly pull it out. That's how Malikul Maut, he pulls out the ruh of the believing person. اب صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے ایک حدیث میں فرمایا کہ جب مومن کے انتقال کا وقت ہوتا ہے تو ملک الموت روح کو اس طرح نکالتا ہے جس طرح کہ کوئی بال, سر کا بال آٹے کے اندر گر جائے اور پھر اس کو جو پکانے والا ہے یا پکانے والی ہے اس آٹے کو پکڑ کر کتنی آسانی سے, کتنی سموزلی اس کو نکالتی ہے, اس طرح ملک الموت اس روح کو اس کے جسم سے نکالتا ہے. This is the way ملک الموت extracts the soul from the body of the believer. Then what happens that as soon as ملک الموت has extracted that soul, the other angels are dying to take this soul in their arms. They don't allow Malikul Maut to even... It's like when a baby is born and the brothers and sisters and everybody are just... they're waiting, fighting each other that, "Listen, I want to hold him. I want to hold the baby. I want to hold it." Exactly like that, as soon as the soul is taken out, the words of the hadith are, the other angels don't allow Malikul Maut to hold on to it for even a second. As soon as Malikul Maut extracts it, one angel takes it, another angel takes it, and they start trying to take the soul in their own arms. Then they put that soul into the kafan that Allah has sent from Jannat, which is fragrance with the perfume and the fragrance of Jannah. And then that soul is put into, it's covered up in the same way that we cover the body. This soul is covered in the cloth or in the shroud of Jannah. Ab sallallahu alaihi wasallam farmate hain ke jaise hi malakul maut is ruh ko nikalta hai, to jis tarah kisi ke yahan bachcha paida ho, khoobsurat choti si bachchi hai, bachcha hai, aur bhai behan uske upar ladte hain ke nahi mujhe pakadna hai, nahi mujhe pakadna hai, it's not fair, usne to dekho ke kab se wo pakda hua hai, mujhe do. Similarly, the angels, they vie with each other. Angels, ye farishte ek dusre ke saath ke nahi bhai mujhe do, bhai ye ruh mubarak mujhe do, bhai ye ruh mubarak mujhe do. To malakul maut to bas usko to chand ek second bhi wo, aur fir usko us kafan ke andar, in that shroud which was sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, jo jannat se Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ne jo kafan bheja tha aur jiske andar jannat ki khushbu thi, to is ruh ko uske andar lepet liya jata hai. It's covered in the shroud of Jannat. Then a procession takes place, that it's passed from angel to angel, and then the angels, they take this ruh, they take the soul of this person, and they go all the way as far as the eye could see until they reach the first sky. Is ruh ko lekar farishte le jate hain yahan tak ke ek dusre ka haath dar haath, until jab tak jab wo pehle aasman tak pahunchte hain, to then they hand it over to the angels of the first sky, or the angels of the second world, the second heaven. And whilst this ruh is being taken, they are met with groups of angels, and all the angels, they marvel, who is this purified soul? Whose is this purified soul? Then the angels carrying the ruh, they use the most respectful words that person was being addressed to in the world. For example, Haji Sahib, ya Maulana, ya Sheikh, ya me Imam, or respected brother, or whatever the most respectful words that were used for him in the world, the angels say, this is the soul of such a Sheikh, or such a Imam, or such a Buzrug, or such a pious person, the son of this person. They take his name and his father's name. Then the angels, they exclaim, Subhanallah, what a lucky soul. Subhanallah, what a beautiful purified soul. And then this takes place, group after group after group of angels, they meet this soul and they exclaim until they reach the first, until they reach the second heaven. Then they hand over, the angels of the first heaven, they hand over the soul to the angels of the second heaven. अब क्या है कि जब ये रूह को हम ले जा ये फरिश्ते ले जा रहे होते हैं, तो ये दूसरे फरिश्तों के गिरोह उसकी उनसे मुलाकात होती है. वो पूछते हैं कि ये किस खुश नसीब का और ये पाकीज़ा रूह किसकी है. तो दुनिया में जो सबसे बेहतरीन अल्फाज उसके लिए इस्तेमाल होते थे, सबसे इज्जत के साथ उसके अल्फाज इस्तेमाल होते थे, तो उसके नाम लेकर, उसके वालिद साहब के नाम लेकर बताते हैं कि यह रूह फुला इब्ने फुला की है. यहां तक कि वो पहले आसमान तक पहुंच जाते हैं, फिर दूसरे आसमान वाले इस रूह को लेकर, एंड देन वंस दे हैव हैंडेड ओवर टू द पीपल ऑफ द सेकंड हेवंस, देन इट्स लाइक दे डिपार्ट, दे से देयर फेयरवेल्स. द एंजल्स ऑफ द फर्स्ट, the way when we hand it over, when we go through the gates at the airport, those people who have come to see us off, how they say farewell to us, these angels, they say farewell to this ruh, ke Allah Hafiz, you know, bye, basically Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect you, whatnot, and then it's handed over to the angels of the second, they hand it over to the third, and this scene takes place on every single heaven, every single sky, until it reaches the seventh sky. Can you just put the light on? The light's missing. Then, हाँ तो ये दूसरे आसमान पर होता है, तीसरे आसमान पर होता है, चौथे आसमान पर, यहां तक कि ये रूह सातवें आसमान तक पहुंचती है. When he reaches the seventh sky, Allah Ta'ala says, write my servant's name in the records of the Illiyun. Allah Ta'ala mentions in Surah Mutaffifin, in the Abrar al-Fi Illiyin, that indeed the pious, they will be in the Illiyin. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا عِلِّيُّونَ أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا عِلِّيُّونَ. And do you know, or who will inform you, what is the Illiyun? Kitabun Marqum, it's a record where all the names of the pious people is kept. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instructs the angels that write this servants of mine, write his name and record it, and make sure that it's recorded in the book of the Illiyun, or the book that is titled Illiyun or Illiyin. Then what happens? Fir kya hai, Allah jab saatve aasman tak pahunch jata hai to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala farishton ko hukam karte hain ki mere is bande ka naam, wo sahifa jiska naam hai Illiyun, uske andar inka naam likh do, sahifatul Illiyin, Illiyin ke sahife mein, Illiyin ke records ke andar iska naam likh lo. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala orders the angels, now take my servant's ruh back to the world and put it back into his body in the grave. Uske baad fir hukam hota hai ki mere bande ko ruh ko duniya mein lota do aur uske jism ke saath usko wapas mila do. So now the angels, they come and they bring the soul and they put it back into this person's body. Then what happens? Those angels, mercy, they go. This person is lying down in the grave. When two angels, they enter the grave, and then they make him sit up. They sit him up. Then when he sat down, they ask him a series of questions. The first question is, Man Rabbuk? Who is your Lord? He replies, Rabbi Allah. My Lord is Allah. Then they ask him, Ma Dinuk? What is your religion? He replies, Dini al-Islam. My religion is Islam. Then they ask him, what do you say about that person who was sent to you as a guide and as a prophet? Now there are different narrations here. Some narrations say that this is what they say, referring to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Some narrations say that a picture of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is shown. What do you say of this person? And some narrations say that world is a different thing altogether. That the angels, they point towards Medina Munawwara, all the land between this person's grave and the grave of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all the land is removed and this person can see Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam resting in his blessed grave. And the angels ask about him, who is that person? So this person says, he is our noble prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then they ask him, what were your deeds? What was your amal? So he replies, I read the Quran, I believed in Allah, and I acted accordingly to whatever the Quran taught me regarding Allah and whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted me to do. تو پھر جب اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ یہ فرماتے ہیں کہ بھائی اس روح کو واپس دنیا میں اس کے جسم پر لے جاؤ، تو جب وہ قبر میں، اس وقت تک تو وہ قبر میں دفنا دیا گیا ہوتا ہے، تو پھر اس روح کو لوٹا دیا جاتا ہے اس کے جسم میں، اس کے جسم کے ساتھ ملا دیا جاتا ہے. پھر یہ جو فرشتے ہیں، رحمت کے فرشتے، یہ سب چلے جاتے ہیں اور دو فرشتے اس کے ساتھ قبر کے اندر، اس کے قبر کے اندر داخل ہوتے ہیں، اور چونکہ یہ لیتا ہوا ہوتا ہے اس کو بٹھاتے ہیں اور پھر اس سے چند سوالات کرتے ہیں. پہلا سوال، تمہارا رب کون ہے؟ وہ جواب دیتا ہے میرا رب اللہ ہے. تمہارا دین کیا ہے؟ وہ جواب دیتا ہے میرا دین اسلام ہے. پھر آپ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے بارے میں پوچھتے ہیں کہ وہ ذات، وہ شخصیت جو آپ کی ہدایت کے لیے بھیجی گئی تھی، وہ کون ہے؟ اب یہاں پر مختلف روایتیں ہیں اور مختلف لوگوں کے ساتھ مختلف رویہ ہوتا ہے. بعضوں کو آپ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی شکل دکھائی جاتی ہے، بعضوں کو براہ راست تمام پردے ہٹا کر آپ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کا چہرے انور، آپ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کا چہرے مبارک دکھا دیا جاتا ہے اور پوچھا جاتا ہے وہ کون ہیں؟ یہ جواب دیتا ہے یہ ہے ہمارے نبی، نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم، محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. پھر اسے پوچھا جاتا ہے کہ تیرا دین، تیرا عمل کیا تھا؟ تو یہ جواب دیتا ہے کہ میں نے قرآن کو پڑھا اور میں اس پر ایمان لے آیا، میں اللہ پر ایمان لے آیا اور میں نے قرآن کی تمام تعلیمات کی تصدیق کی. I testify to all the teachings of the Quran. Then an announcer, a crier from the heavens, he is sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he announces a message from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The announcement is, it's not only in the grave, it's like all the people that can hear that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to make them hear, other people in the graves and everybody, the angels, whatever. It cries out from a message from Allah, my servant has spoken the truth. So lay out for him the beddings of Jannat and cloth him in the clothes of Jannat and open for him the pathways and the doors of Jannat. The doors are open for him and in great comfort and pleasures he starts resting in his grave and the grave is expanded for him as far as the eye can see. Phir jab ye munkar nakir, the question is, questioning angels, یہ جو منکر نکیر اپنا کام نمٹا لیتے ہیں، سوالات سے فارغ ہوتے ہیں، تو پھر اللہ سبحانہ وتعالی ایک فرشتے کو بھیجتے ہیں کہ جاؤ اور اعلان کر دو. یہ آ کر اعلان کرتا ہے کہ اللہ سبحانہ وتعالی کا یہ اعلان ہے کہ میرے بندے نے سچ کہا، اب اس کے لیے جنت کا بچھونا بچھا دو اور جنت کے کپڑوں سے اس کو کپڑا پہناؤ اور اس کے لیے جنت کے جو دروازے ہیں، جنت تک جو راستہ ہے، اس راستے کو اس کے لیے کھول دو، جنت کے دروازے اس کے لیے کھول دو اور پھر بڑے آرام کے اندر، بڑے سکون کے ساتھ وہ وہاں لیٹے لیٹے جنت کے مناظر دیکھتا رہتا ہے. Then what happens, اور پھر جہاں تک اس کی نگاہ جائے وہاں تک اس کی قبر کو کشادہ کر دیا جاتا ہے. اس کے بعد پھر کیا ہوتا ہے؟ After that a young, very very beautiful person, he enters the grave and beautiful face, beautiful dress, and he comes and says, Subhanallah, glad tidings to you, you are so lucky, welcome. So this person asks, who are you? And this person says, glad tidings, the thing you were promised the day you were promised, that day has come to you today. So a person asks, who are you? He says, I am your good deeds. Allah has given me the form, this beautiful form, because your deeds were so good, your deeds were so pure, your deeds were so sincere. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given me a form of a beautiful person in a very, very beautiful dress. And then after that, that person, he says, he starts begging, oh Allah, let Qiyamah occur as soon as possible. Oh Allah, let Qiyamah occur as soon as possible. Why? He says, oh Allah, the sooner Qiyamah comes, the sooner I can join my family. Oh Allah, the sooner Qiyamah comes, the sooner I can benefit from my good deeds, and the sooner I can benefit from the Jannah that you have provided for me. So he keeps on doing this dua. Fir kya hota hai? Ke jab Munkar Nakir sualat se farig ho jate hain, ek khubsurat, khubsirat aur behtareen khubsurat kapron ke andar ek shakhs uski qabar ke andar dakhil hota hai aur usko kehta hai ke hai tujhe kitni khushkhabri, ae tu kitna khush naseeb, jis din ka tujhe wada kiya gaya tha aaj wo tere liye wo din aa gaya. To ye puchta hai ke aap ho kaun, to ye jawab deta hai, ye shakhs jawab dete hain ke main aapke nek aamal hu, Allah taala ne mujhe aapki neki ki paaki ki wajah se, aapke neki ki ikhlas ki wajah se, aapke neki ki achhai ki wajah se, Allah taala ne in aamal ko shakal di jo ke main hu, aur Allah taala ne usko itna khoobsurat bana diya hai. This thing about the aamal having bodily form. There was a very, very big sheikh, big buzrug, Hazrat Malik ibn Dinar from the Tabi'een. Now Hazrat Malik ibn Dinar, rahmatullahi alayhi, in his early days, he was very, very bad. He was a drunkard. And he had no namaz, he had nothing. And he'd always be in a stupor of drunkenness. Alcohol, haze. Alcoholic haze. Malik ibn Dinar, Allah had granted him a daughter, a beautiful daughter, and he says, I loved her to bits. But then when she was about 2 years old, she passed away. Because after that, I went even further and further into despair. Because then, on the 15th of Sha'ban, on the night of Barat, he said, I went to sleep and I saw myself that the day of judgment has occurred. And everybody is running helter-skelter, running from this and that, and everybody is fearful. And it's a very, very fearful and scary scene. Because to me, it was a dream, but I felt as if I am physically there. So anyway, what happened was, I found myself there, I looked behind me, and suddenly I saw a massive snake running towards me with his mouth open, wanting to swallow me up. So I started running. I ran, and the snake chased me until I came across an old man. So I went to the old man, I begged him that please help me, the snake is after me. So that person said, sorry, I'm too weak. He was an old, very, very old man. He goes, I'm very, very weak. I can't help you. I can't fight off the snake for you. But what you do is run to that way. There's some hills there and you might be able to hide in the hills. So he started running that way. And then the snake was almost on him when from behind the hills, a group of children, they came running out. And from amongst them, there was a little two-year-old girl. She came and she ran to Malik ibn Dinar, and she ran past him and she went up to the snake and she chased the snake away. So Malik ibn Dinar says that I breathed a sign of relief. Then I asked the angels, or I asked her, who are you? She goes, I am your daughter that had passed away. And Allah took you away, took me away from you, so that you be patient and I can be useful to you on the day of judgment. He says, what was that snake? It was that snake where your bad deeds, all your drinking and all your haram acts. And because your haram acts are so powerful, the snake was just as powerful. He goes, who was the old man? He goes, the old man were your good deeds. But because you have relapsed and you've stopped doing your good deeds, the old man has become weak. Your deeds have become weak and they were not strong enough to save you from the punishment, from the punishment of the snake. So when he woke up, he did tawbah and he became one of the greatest saints in Islam, and he was called Malik ibn Dinar rahmatullahi alayh. To ye ke qabr ke andar aamal jism ki shakal mein aate hain. To ye bahut mashhoor waqia hai, hum bar bar suna hai ke 15vi shaban ko shab e barat ko Hazrat Malik ibn Dinar rahmatullahi alayh ek tabi'i bahut bade buzurg guzre hain, lekin ek zamane aisa tha ki unka hal bahut bura tha. Sharab peete the, jua khelte the aur pata nahi kya kya gunah karte the. To hua kya tha ki Allah taala ne unko ek bachchi di, badi khoobsurat bachchi. Jab is bachchi ki umar 2 saal ko pahunchi to uska intiqal ho gaya. To ye depression mein pad gaye, gham ke andar, gusse ke andar, aur phir ye gunahon ke andar mubtala ho gaye aur sharab ke andar apne bachchi ke gham ko dur karne ki koshish karne lage. Ab kya hua ki 15vi shaban ko unhone khwab dekha ki qiyamah ka manzar hai, qiyamah ka din qaim hai aur log bahut khauf zada hai, koi yahan idhar bhag raha hai, koi udhar bhag raha hai, aur ye aur wo aur sab qiyamah ka jo manzar hai. To ye Malik ibn Dinar farmate hain ki maine apne peeche dekha to maine dekha ki ek bada azdaha, bada saap mere peeche pada hua hai. To main to bhaga to ye saap bhi mere peeche bhaga aur main bhagta raha aur ye saap mere qareeb aata gaya yahan tak ke maine ek budhe shakhs ko dekha, bahut badi umar uski. Main uske paas gaya, maine kaha ki chacha ya dada ya jo bhi hai, please mujhe bachao, mujhe saap se bachao. Unhone kaha ki main bahut kamzor hu, main aapki madad nahi kar sakta, mere andar taqat nahi hai ki aap is saap ko muqabla karu, lekin aap fula taraf bhago, wahan par shayad aapko koi madad karne wala mil jaye. Jab wo us taraf, wo farmate hain main us taraf bhaga, yahan tak ki main ek tile ke paas aaya, ek hill ke paas aaya, aur main hill ko chadhne ki koshish kar raha tha aur saap mere peeche bahut qareeb aa gaya. Achanak us tile ke peeche se bacche, chote chote bacche bhagte hue aaye. Inme se ek bachchi 2 saala wo mere paas aayi aur saap ko wahan se bhaga diya. Maine pucha bachchi se ki tu kaun, kaha ki main aapki bachchi jiska sigar sinni mein choti si umar mein Allah subhanahu wa taala ne mujhse aapse le liya tha, mera intiqal ho gaya tha. To aaj qiyamah ke din main us sabr ki wajah se jo aapne kiya, to main aaj qiyamah ke din aapko qiyamah ke holnaki se aur is qisam ke aamal se, bad aamaliyon se main aapko bachane aaya hu. To unhone pucha ki ye saap kya tha, کہا کہ یہ آپ کے گناہ، اللہ آپ کے گناہ اتنے ہیں اتنے ہیں کہ وہ سانپ اتنا مضبوط ہے، اتنا بڑا ہے. کہا کہ وہ جو بڑے میاں تھے بڈھے تھے وہ کون؟ کہا کہ وہ نیک اعمال ہے، لیکن آپ نے نمازیں چھوڑ دی، آپ نے یہ کر دیا، لہذا آپ کے اعمال بہت کمزور پڑ گئے اور آپ کو سانپ سے نہ بچا سکے. تو یہ بات ہے کہ جو عمل ہم کرتے ہیں قیامت کے دن ہمیں اس عمل کو قبر کے اندر ہمیں اس عمل کو اچھی شکل میں دکھایا جائے گا. دس از واٹ اٹ از، دیٹ گڈ ڈیڈز ول بی گیون اے فارم، دے ول بی ڈیپکٹڈ ان دا فارم آف اے بیوٹیفل بیوٹیفل یگ پرسن، شائنی فیس ود شائنی بیوٹیفل کلوتھس. اینڈ دس از واٹ ہیپنس ٹو اے بلیور وین the time for them to leave the world occurs. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all true belief. Allah accept our iman. Allah accept all our good deeds. And then when it comes for us to leave the world, we go with pleasure, with the hope of meeting Allah, with the hope of meeting all the pious people. And in a hadith it comes that when this person goes, all his relatives and friends, they come and visit him, they come and welcome him, and they say, welcome, we are so glad, we have missed you since we left the world, we always remembered you and we have missed you, and we are so happy to see you here. And then they ask about the people left behind, that how is our granddaughter, how is our grandson, how is my nephew, how is my thing. And if somebody has passed away but these people have not met them, then everybody stays quiet for a bit, meaning that person was not good and he was not given the same journey and the same, he was not treated the same way that the good people. As Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, when a true believer, when he leaves the world, then this is how the angels take his soul out. The Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he explained what happens to the bad people, to the sinful people, and especially to the disbelievers when their souls are extracted. But that inshallah we'll leave for another time. Wa akhiru da'wa alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu ta'ala ala khayri khalqihi muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al-mursaleen. Wa alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Okay, this is our plan. Jazakallah for turning up.